everyone, and good morning.
In particularly, I would like to thank each of the speakers who accepted my invitation, which makes symposium possible. Let me tell you a little bit this community. So this community is called the U.S. Sino-Agricultural Research Forum, which is affiliated to the Association of North America Soil and Plant Scientists. So here's an important announcement. Right here at 5 p.m., our annual association meeting will be held here. So welcome each of you to join us. So after the annual meeting, we will have a dinner together, okay? So the Tri-Society has asked each symposium organizer to control our symposium in 2 hours. So as a request to have a whole day symposium, they said, okay, we are special, right? You are saying no research. But they said no exception. My point here is that I ask each speaker's favor, please control your presentation in 15 minutes. Okay? How about this? In the last 3 minutes, I gave you this. 2 minutes. In the last minutes, I stand up, okay? The good thing is that we have annual meeting and we have plenty of time to interact with each other afterwards, okay? Okay, let's save time. So our first speaker is Dr. Yaning Chen. He used to be my colleague. So he is the academy candidate in China. We are looking forward to that. Yeah, he is the lead scientist authority in an extremely dry region in Tarim Basin. Who knows the second largest desert? Where is it? It's in that place. Okay, let's listen to this.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm grateful for the opportunity to speak here to share my research result. The subject of my presentation is climatic influences on water resources in arid region of northwest China. The arid region distributed over the world from this slide, we can see it accounts about 30% and concentrated more than 38 people population over the world. The ecosystem here is sensitive to the climate change and the human activities. So this is northwest China. It is about 2.5 million square kilometers, occupies 1/4 of the national territory of China. From these maps, we can see most of them are desert and mountains. Just now, Dr. Feng mentioned, we have the second largest desert in the world distributed in the here, named the Taklamakan Desert. And also we have Grabantong Desert and Badangjilin Desert here. And also there are some famous inland river in this area. For example, Tarim River, the longest inland river in China. It is about 2,321 kilometers. And also we have Sulawesi River, Hika River, the second largest, longest river, inland river in China, and the Xiang River. I just introduced something like this. Here is Altai Mountains. This is the Tian Shan Mountains. It is about 2,500 kilometers long, and also Pamir and the Kunlun Mountains, This is Qilian Mountains. Here is Huolanshan, the boundary of the northwest China. During the last 50 years, the climate change very influenced this area. Yeah, and this is northwest China. It is a special geographical unit. It consists by mountain system, ocean system, and desert system. What largely come from mountain system originates from glacier snow melting rot distributed in high mountain and forest precipitation in middle mountains and the base flow in the low mountains. What is the critical fact linked mountain systems, oil systems, and the desert systems? And also this region is intensively sensitive to the climate change. From this figures, we can see that. Because of time, I will introduce it a little bit quickly. Yeah, firstly, I'm going to talk about temperature and precipitation here. Yeah, this is the temperature. Yeah, from the record, we can see that the temperature increased about 0.87 degrees Celsius, especially during the past five decades. From these figures, we can see the global warming hurt us, but in a high variability, it has a jump abrupt change in 1997, and after that, it increased a little bit later. And also, precipitation increased a little bit. This is Central Asia from this map, and also, we can see this is in 1987, this is an abrupt change during that time. And after that, increased about 65% the stations exhibited increased, but 35% decreased. And global warming accelerated the water circulation. This is about the evaporation. We changed the ratio of the effective surface area for the heat and the vapor transfer. And after that, we found that the evaporation from decrease and the reversed upward at the beginning of the 1990s. And the result published in what resources research and also hydrological process science. If you are interested in that, you can see it clearly. And also the climate change rapidly retreat the glaciers. This is the Tianshan Mountains. It is so-called water tower in central, because there are so glaciers stored water in the high mountains. Almost all rivers comes from Tianshan Mountains, but approximately 1970% glaciers in Tianshan Mountains showed a retreating trend. From this statistics show that compared to 1978, glacier numbers and area decreased obviously in the recent 30 years. The number of area reduced from 7,511 to 6,500, and also the area reduced from 18,000 to 16,800 square kilometers. This is the number one glacier distributed in upreaches of Urumqi River during 1675. This is the end of the glaciers. But now here, and also in Xinjiang, there are about 1,018 glaciers. During the last 40 years, the areas of glaciers in Xinjiang decreased about 16.8% percentage. This is some glaciers we did from 1975. Now it's here. This is end change. This is the Akshu River, the largest river from Kyrgyzstan to Xinjiang, China. It is the largest tributary in the Tarim River, just now I mentioned. And also from this we can see, not only glacier retreat, but also there are so many glacier lakes formed, distributed in the front of the glaciers. And not only the number of glacier lakes, but also the area of glacier lakes. So the glacier outburst flood occurred frequently compared with the last 10 decades. From these figures, we can see the glacier retreat difference during different places. From this figure, we can see this is the 80 latitude. The east retreat fast compared with 2000 to 2010. Retreat speed. But here is a little bit slowly. We statistic some glaciers, some typical glaciers, and the water storage in Tianshan Mountains. From these figures, you can see it decreases a lot, obviously. So we did an analysis to learn why it retreat quickly and the water storage lost very fast. From this figure, you can see the temperature increased obviously compared with the west part of Tianshan. This is the main reason that why the glacier retreat obviously. And also, this is the northwest China. Here, the water storage lost obviously. And this is Tarim Basin also. Like this. This is Tianshan Mountains. The region is human activities, but during mountain, the region is global warming. Global warming accelerates the glacier retreat, and also snow fraction decreased. So what next, I'm talking about what formation, composition, and transformation. From these figures, we can see here is north part of Xinjiang. The water resources increase a little bit, but here in the north, in the south part of Xinjiang, Tarim River, we can see, it increased obviously, and also in Hoshi Corridor, here is just a little bit increased. And the detailed analysis show. During this area named Tarim River, there are four tributary rivers. Here is Kaitu River, Yaokan River, and Akshu River, Hetan River increased, but Hetan River decreased. Why? After the analysis, we found the zero less in the summer in the Kunlun Mountain not increased. That's a mean reason. You can see. This is zero less in summer. And also this is the corridor, Hershey corridor. There are three rivers. Here is the Sula River in the west. In the west you can see it increased obviously because there are so many glaciers. On the global warming, the glaciers melting a lot. And here is Hihe River, it increased slightly, but in the Xiang River, we found that it decreased the river because there are not so much glaciers there. Okay. Yeah, this is the separation of glacier melting in the mountain areas. We did this work, we used isotope hydrological to separate the components of the rock. How much from glaciers and how much from snow and also how much from rain we did this rock. And the last one, ecological effects here. And also from this figure slide we found, the NDVI increased before 1998 and then decreased. And also, you can see the desert boundary. This is the NDVI increased and decreased. The boundary decreased, but now increased. And some field work to know the soil what, how the change of the soil what. And also, from this is the shrub encroachment into grassland. It changed by global warming and human activities. Yeah. Okay, this is the conclusion of this discussions. So climate effects, some effects, rainfall, some benefits, something is not good for water resources and the ecohydrologies. So global warming characters and has been in state of high or very but how long it will last, we don't know. Glacier snow water storage has a decreasing trend. How will water resources change in the future? We want to know that because in the northwest China, irrigation is mostly important. And all rivers come from mountains. Climate change may bring some adverse ecological effects in the area of northwest China. Okay, thank you very much. This is a publication list recent, yeah. It changed not so much. Just what? Yeah, increased a lot. A lot. Thank you.